Let's go to excerpt number 15.
Excerpt number 15, Bala Sulam Shamati. Our sages said, anyone who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode, as he makes two authorities. However, when one is in a state of Ayn and annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is only to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator. Then, all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. This is the meaning of what he had said. The whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world, so that I can give everything to the Creator, which is called to serve my Maker. Excerpt number 16, Rabash. A person has nothing to give to the Creator, as it is written, if you're right, what will you give him? All that one can give to the Creator is the intention, called for my name. There is nothing more that he can give him, because the Creator has no deficiency, so he can be given something. Thus, all that we give him is the intention. Even the intention for the sake of the Creator is not for the Creator's benefit, but for man's benefit. For by this man will receive all the pleasures without the bread of shame. Since, through equivalence of form, he emerges from receiving to a state of giving. At that time, a person can receive all the pleasures. This is called for my name. If the Creator can say that this place is my name, since the person said that he does not want anything for his own benefit, but everything is for the Creator, then the Creator can mention his name there, since the man has cancelled his own authority and made the place for the Creator. Then I will come to you and give you blessings. Then the blessing of the Creator can come, and all of the good that the Creator wishes to benefit his created beings. Excerpt number 17, Rabash, Entry into the Work. After he achieves this degree called Lo Lishma, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes to a higher state. That is, at that time he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, or he feels that he must only serve the king because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time, he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then he is in a state of lishma, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow. Excerpt number 27. Rabash, Love of Friends. To acquire faith, fear must come first. As it is related in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, fear is a commandment that contains all the commandments in the Torah, since it is the gate to faith in Him. According to the awakening of one's fear, so one believes in His guidance. It ends there. The fear is lest he will lessen the giving of contentment to his Maker. This means that the fear that one should have with regard to the Creator is that perhaps he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, and not that fear will concern one's own benefit. It follows that the gate to faith is fear. It is impossible to reach faith by any other way. To acquire fear, the fear that one might not be able to give contentment to his Maker, he must first desire and yearn to bestow. Afterwards, he can say that there is room for the fear that he might not be able to sustain the fear. However, one is usually afraid that perhaps his self-love will not be complete, and he does not concern himself with not being able to bestow upon the Creator, by which substance can one be brought to acquire a new quality that he must bestow, and that reception for self is faulty. This is against nature. Though at times one receives a thought and desire that he must abandon self-love, which comes to us by hearing of it from friends and books. It is a very small force, which does not always shine for us, so we can constantly appreciate it and say that this is the rule for all the mitzvot in the Torah. Thus, there is but one counsel. Several individuals must come together with a desire to abandon self-love without the sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has a least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will now consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary, and this comes to him through love of friends. Then we can talk about fear, meaning that one is afraid that he will not be able to bestow contentment to the Creator, and this is called fear. Hence, the primary basis upon which the building of sanctity can be erected is the rule of love thy friend. By that, one can acquire the need to bestow contentment upon the Creator. After that, there can be fear, meaning fear of perhaps not being able to give contentment to the Creator. When actually past that gate of fear, he can come to faith, because faith is the vessel for instilling the Shekhinah.
Ki ha'emunah hu hakli la'ashrat ha'shekhinah.